They've all been hugging you. Who are you?
I'm Darlene. No, Darlene Raven.
Texas border, that accent thickened.
Darlene, I just got Texas, and yesterday I had a different kind of draw because I was in Arkansas.
Have you just arrived?
I have. I spent my first week in history away from Kerrville while it's on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually I'm here three and a half, 4.5 weeks, and I had to leave for a week. And every day I looked at the satellite and went, oh, it's raining on them. I know what they're doing now. They're all hovered under the dinner table. Okay, I know what they're doing now. They're hovering under tents. Okay, they're putting on raincoats and they're running through puddles. And oh, there is a mud wrestling fight going on now. Go, 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 go.
That was today.
Yeah. Mud.
Yeah.
Every day, every night, I was looking at my watch going, okay, theater's letting out, everybody's walking back, people are getting their stuff, they're heading, they're getting their little bottles of things and packets of things. And they're
miss it here. It's like you know it's happening. One year I was in Seattle when it happened to play at another festival, and they didn't camp, and it was a drag, and I thought, I'm never missing it again. Forget it.
Now, Donnie's a Canadian.
I am.
She's a Canadian.
She comes quite a ways to be at Kerrville, but she's here every year. Mm-hmm. And she's truly a mainstay. Musically, artistically, in several ways, but also you do something I think is really special, and that is she does a mentoring session for several subjects, but mainly the one I'm aware of is for young women about, you know, not only being safe, but being, you know, being confident, being smart, and just a sense of taking them under your wing. I don't know, to me that seemed like a fascinating thing to do in addition to all the music that she does.
Well, you know, we all do many things. You know, we all come here and share music and good times. And then here, you know, community is the biggest part. We are like a family. So, you know, like the work I do with the girls, it's just, you know, they're little sisters. And here's a place that's a wild, freaky place that anything can happen. And nobody ever sat me down as a girl and said, okay, here's how boys work, especially teenage boys. Yeah, so if you know what's going on, then at least you can play the game with some knowledge, you know.
And when did it start?
I got tired of running the recycling crew. Yeah. I did that for many years, but I guess it's been about 3 years I've been doing those workshops now. And just, you know, you find yourself in a community and you figure out what is it I do best that could fit and what nobody else is doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.